Freeform Listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Don't feed them between. Pretend there's nothing more. Where's that proof? Where's that living proof? Where's that proof? Where's that living proof? Till you got what you wanted, now you wanna run away. Every door that's closed, you knock it, and you wanna hear God, but you don't even pray. Where's that proof? Where's that living proof? Where's that proof? Where's that living some dream. When's enough enough for me? But tell me, is this how it's supposed to be? Instead of living life for free, where's that proof? Where's that living proof? Where's that?
WMFO
on the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
We'll be right back.
how to eat the bait, that hidden taste. How to let the fire move me. Back in the day, I was Michael Crow. I'd go creeping through the houses. All the things I seen through those country windows. Doesn't feel satisfied.
heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online. For like a year, she couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
I took the Polaroid down in my room. I'm pretty sure you have a new girlfriend. It's not as if I don't like you. It just makes me sad whenever I see it, 'cause I like to be gone most of the time, and you like to be home most of the time. If I stay in one place, I lose my mind. I'm a pretty impossible lady to be with. Joey never met a bike that he didn't want to ride, and I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended.
Check out life. once and he walked to his death because he thought he'd never feel this way again. If he goes back to the house, then things would go from bad to worse. What could he do? He wants to remember things exactly as he left them on that funny day. And if there is something else beyond, he isn't scared, because it's bound to be less boring than today. Bound to be less boring than tomorrow. Hillary went to her death because she couldn't think of anything to say. Everybody thought that she was boring, so they never listened anyway. Nobody was really saying anything of interest, she fell asleep. She was into S&M and Bible studies, not everyone's cup of tea, she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. A cup of tea she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. Hillary went to the Catholic Church because she wanted information. The vicar or whatever took her to one side and gave a confirmation. Saint Teresa's calling her, the church up on the hill is looking lovely. But it didn't interest, the only thing she wants to know is how and why and when and where to go. How and why and when and where to follow. How, why, and when, and where to go. How, why, and when, and where to follow. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La, 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 la. When she got back, her spirituality was thrown into confusion. So she got a special deal on renting from the man at Rediffusion. Look at me, I'm on TV, it makes up for the shortcomings of being poor. Now I'm in a million pieces picked up for deliberation by the people listening in awe. By the people watching on the telly, by the people listening at home, by the people watching on the telly. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La 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 la.
Welcome up and Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. And all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known. I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live for, something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally reached an end. Loneliness and empty days will be my only friend. From this day love is forgotten, I'll go on as best I can.
Silence, I can hear you, but I'm afraid to be near you, and I don't know where to begin, and I don't know where to begin. Somewhere in the desert, there's a forest and an acre before us, but I don't know where to begin.
where to begin. But I don't know where to begin. Again, I lost my strength completely. Oh, be near me, tired old mare. Amethyst and flowers on the table. Is it real or a fable? Well, I suppose a friend is a friend. And we all know how this will end. Chimney swift that finds me, be my keeper. Silhouette of a cedar. What is that song you sing for the dead? What is that song you sing for the dead? I see the signal searchlight strike me in the window of my room. Well, I got nothing to prove. Well, I got nothing to prove. Thank you.
Hey, we're Stormstress,
and you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford,
Tufts Freeform Radio.